WUNC has been highlighting and explaining the 6 constitutional amendment proposals on this fall's ballot. Today, reporter Rusty Jacobs continues our series with a look at the proposed cap on North Carolina's personal and corporate income tax.
Let's get one thing straight. This is not a tax cut. North Carolina's personal income tax rate is already well below the ceiling set by the state constitution, and it's scheduled to drop to 5.25% next year. The Constitution already says that the state's personal and corporate income tax may not exceed 10%. This amendment would lower that ceiling to 7%. That distinction is important. An Elon University poll last month showed that when simply asked whether they were for or against the change, 56% of registered voters supported the measure. But when given a fuller explanation, support dropped to 45%, and the number of respondents against the amendment spiked. Jason Husser directs the Elon poll.
It does suggest that lots of folks are saying, you know, I'm not as for this. And so the folks against went from 15% to 27%. So we see almost doubling of the opposition.
The tax cap issue comes down to competing philosophies. Mike Walden teaches economics at NC State University. He says Republicans who control the state legislature generally believe in less government spending and a more private sector-driven economy.
So they've been trying to do things to encourage private sector investment in the state, business investment. They think this is part of that.
And Walden says GOP leaders hope to send a message by lowering the cap.
We are not going to be a state that's going to overtax you, and we are so committed to that that we've actually put in the Constitution limits on, in this case, the income tax rate.
Walden says Democrats and those who oppose the lowered cap are guided by a belief in a more active government.
To fund schools, to fund higher education, to fund various kinds of programs that help people who are at the bottom of the economic ladder move up.
Opponents also say the lowered cap could put the state in a serious bind when a recession occurs. That could lead to forcing a hike in fees or sales or property taxes. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.